You're listening to Cardio Coons Cafe Podcast. Hey there, you're listening to Cardio Coons Cafe Podcast. This is episode 13 of season 3. I'm your host, Aaron Coombs, and this is my co-host, Mark Coombs. How you doing?
That's bad. Good. How about yourself?
Oh, it's good. Finally back home. Going to have an early Christmas because I'm leaving mid-December.
Oh, okay.
But that also means the giveaway is going to be earlier this year.
Cool.
And I might be thinking about doing up some more of these Cardio Coombs Cafe toques. I didn't say where today, but I'm glad you did. So, we want to start off with some sports today, or what do you want to do?
we get to go right to sports, I guess. So, some news. I know I'm not a big... I remember we grew up playing soccer, but I'm not a big watcher of soccer, but I usually take in a bit of the World Cup, and I don't know, but you know this year that Canada are in men's soccer World Cup this year. So, it's the first time they've been in the World Cup since 1986.
Good year. I wasn't around.
So I think their first game is the Netherlands on Wednesday afternoon, so it might be something to check out for sure.
You know who else is Wednesday? Raptors game.
We go right to the Raps. So we got the one game above 500. So a little bit less than what I wanted to start, but it's early yet. And a lot of injury problems, right?
They're seventh in the Eastern Conference, I believe.
A lot of injury problems that have been happening lately. But that's part of the
seven game. SM Siakam. That's like Laura and I are like, who's the starters now? And we don't see Junior. What's his name? Trent Junior.
Gary, yeah. Gary.
But,
Gary Trent Jr., yeah, injured.
I can't say his name. He's not usually played a lot, but he did a good game the other day.
Flynn.
So, but we did lose by one basket. It was 124 to 122. We're playing the next game on the 23rd.
Yeah, so that's a big thing with team sports is that when dudes are injured, the other guys that come up in.
Yeah.
So they look pretty good. Like, we won't give them 500 and see how they've been lately with the injuries. It's pretty good. I'm happy where we're too. And then we get to we haven't mentioned baseball yet. Our last episode, we started talking about how the Jays.
I don't watch nothing now since the Jays are gone. You do?
What?
What? I don't watch no baseball now. It's over.
Astros won the World Series, bro. Anyways, what I was going to say is...
We're trades.
Yeah, I was trying to segue. Anyways, Teoscar Hernandez got traded. One of the first things we noticed about was the last game, how the bat of the bullpen came out and ruined the game. So it's something that... Bullpen and pitching is something that Blue Jays obviously need to work on. So Hernandez is gone. We got a reliever in Swanson and a pitching prospect in Mako. So two pitchers some people are complaining about today's plans are complaining about the unevenness of that trade because of course Hernandez is a two-time silver slugger. But the big thing was in 2023 he's gonna be looking for a new contract, so it's a lot of cash and this clears up a bit of a bit of cash for going after some other people. Hopefully the more pitching will be great because like sluggers are plentiful
and less colliding.
Yeah, that as well.
Call the ball. All right. And for hockey, I could talk about my team for a little bit, I guess. The Habs are sixth in the Atlantic playing the Sabres next on the 22nd. So that's tomorrow, I believe. And 23rd, I think they're playing Blue Jackets again. So.
Yeah. Hockey's a bit of a rough spot for me right now because Sens are pretty sure last place in that division. And pretty lackluster performance, but of course the big talk is them selling, most likely selling the team, and Hollywood star Ryan Reynolds is interested in purchasing the team. He's gonna, like you said, he's going to need a backer with big pockets, but it's something that could possibly happen.
It's like $655 million or something.
Oh, yeah, a lot of cash. Well, I can't remember number here. His number, what the Senators are worth. It's up 20%+ from last year, so it's a bit of an expensive buy.
Okay, so that's sports. You do the topics today. I'll talk about two things.
Yeah, we'll just go through the topics, and we'll do, like, at the end, to talk about just miscellaneous things. Okay. That's cool with you? Just keep it flowing. We have to get the flow going. Right. We go into... Movies?
Movies.
Okay. Now, we'll start off with the one movie we've seen before you went away that we haven't covered yet on the show. Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
Okay.
So what'd you think?
More funny than scary, but I guess that's the way
it's, could be. Yeah. It's a horror comedy, right? Yeah. And it's from the A24, who a lot of times bring more of a, like a Midsommar and The Witch and The Lighthouse, where it's like kind of like highbrow horror. This, like I said, like you said, it's more, it's like more of a horror comedy for sure.
It was fun though.
Yeah. And our boy Pete was in it, Pete Davidson. He was,
it's
he was
also funny. Now the mascot of Manscaped. Non-sponsored, but I do have a good bit of clippers up top. The lawnmower, I think 2.0, 4.0. Something good.
Okay.
And segue off to your guy, Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, he's doing, I watched a movie. You're not going to like it. It was The Spirited. It was the new Christmas one with Will Ferrell.
Oh, we watched that already?
And it's a, it's no a musical.
No judgy.
I didn't even know it was a musical. Well, today I put the Christmas tree up. And I got the lights on because, as I said, I'm going to be doing an early Christmas, probably around December 1st for me. So I like to get in the mood. I know it's early now. Today is the 21st. So today or tomorrow is the first day of winter for real. Winter's coming. All right.
You do you, but I haven't been watching no Christmas movies yet. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched any Christmas movies at all yet. We still got horrors to cover because we're talking about movies.
Laura watched Lindsay Lohan's new Christmas movie without me.
Yeah.
Shatter. So I gotta keep up on those hallmarks. All right.
Cool.
You can talk about your scary movie.
Well, unfortunately, we don't have any other movies that we've both seen over the last little while because you left shortly after our last
podcast. You did watch one with the wife, though, in theater.
Halloween Ends, yeah. And I got that. That is, now, that's a tell, you know, I'm going to spoil, but it was a lot different than I think a lot of people expected. I'm one of the few people I heard that actually, I enjoyed the direction they went in with that movie. It's not like Halloween Kills, so it's a completely different direction with it. I recommend it, but like I said, a lot of people.
I heard weird and different. That's what I heard from the grapevine. Weird and different.
Oh, okay.
From people.
Yeah,
but definitely. I haven't seen it, so.
But no spoilers. I'm not afraid of weird and different, so that's fine.
Another movie I haven't seen, well, I think you never either. It was the last day when I came back was Wakanda Forever. Wakanda?
Yeah.
So I'll probably see that when it's on Disney Plus. Hopefully. Cool. Because I missed it.
Now, the one I see that you haven't seen, Clerks 3. That's another one.
Did Kevin cry?
There was a fair amount of crying. That's another one that kind of took it for a loop because it was a lot more dramatic and sad than I expected. No spoilers or anything, but it's worth checking out. Especially if
you're... You watched that with Andrea, right?
Yeah, okay. And Andrea watched it. If you're a... if you're a Kevin Smith fanboy, VSQ fanboy, or fangirl, or fan person, you'll definitely enjoy this. It was good.
I heard some sad news about Thor. Did you hear about that? The guy who plays Thor?
Yeah.
He has I can't even say the word. Predisposition.
When I hear you say words, it ruins me. I forget how they're supposed to say it. Brewery. Malachi. I can't say it. I'll never be able to say it again. Malachi.
That's the one I was trying to say earlier.
I was trying to say it earlier, but when you started saying it, I'm like, man, I'll never be able to say this right again.
So,
predisposition. It's very serious, actually.
Is Alzheimer's in the family and both sides of his family, I believe. So, he's going to take some time off and reflect, I guess. And
yeah.
Hopefully, just stay safe and happy and healthy.
Yeah, so Clerks 3, more dramatic than I expect, but good. Another one I really liked was Pearl. You gotta watch.
I've seen the first.
Purchase it, great movie. What's it
called? First movie?
It's the prequel to X.
And oh, it was before X.
It's a prequel, and I liked it even better. You know how good X was? Well, I thought it was deadly. Pearl's even better, I thought. It's Mia Goth gives an awesome performance in it, so.
I was gone for Halloween, but I seen a lot of people dressed up as the girl with like nose brows or whatever, and red dress. But I haven't seen the movie, so it's got something to do with it.
Okay.
Moving on.
So it's like a period piece. So it's a prequel to the older lady when she was younger, and Mia Goth, of course, played her.
Spoiler? No.
Okay, it's not a spoiler. Okay. So we're talking about what was the last thing I said about? Okay.
Pearl.
Okay. So. Right here, we'll start again.
Okay.
A movie I was really looking forward to and finally got to see, for only recently available in Canada, was Terrifier 2. Now, unfortunately, you haven't even seen Terrifier, the first one.
Too scary for me.
It's, because you see a lot of articles talking about how people walked out of the theater and fainted and all this. Now, a lot of movies, you'll hear that, you'll hear stuff like that. But this one brings it. It brings it with the gore and the natural gore effects. And if you can handle it and you know that kind of stuff, I totally recommend it. And it also has a cool, like, cool storyline. I really liked it. I strongly recommend that one. And maybe we'll talk about it more. I'll get you to watch both those movies one night.
No.
Why not?
Yeah, so I don't think I'm going to see Terrifier 2 or 1 because I might be a little too scared.
It's no fun.
It's no fun.
Another horror I meant to mention is Dario Argento's Dark Glasses. Of course, Dario Argento is AJ Argento's father.
Oh, that's who Anthony Bourdain was with. Anthony Bourdain's mother.
Correct. And she co-stars in the movie as well. Mm-hmm. Now, the movie is a bit on the cheesy side. It had some pretty cool gore effects, a pretty generic storyline, but it was worth a watch. It's available on Shudder. It's not like a classic like Deep Red or Suspiria, but it was worth a watch. And the final film I'm going to mention is an older movie that I watched for the first time called John Carpenter's In the Mouth of Madness. And that stars Sam Neill, of course, from Peaky Blinders and Jurassic Park.
Have you finished Peaky Blinders yet?
No.
I gave Mark a spoiler. No. Didn't mean to.
So, John Carpenter's In the Mouth of Madness, check it out. I love John Carpenter anyway. The first time I've seen this one was a couple weeks prior. It's really pretty cool psychological horror thriller type of thing, so I totally recommend it. And we go to shows now. I don't really have much things to say about shows, but we go into it.
So you didn't watch any Christmas movies, Marky? Is there any Christmas Shudder coming up on Joe Bob?
Oh, yeah. The Joe Bob Christmas special is coming up, and that's next month on the 16th.
Non-sponsored, December 16th.
They're going to do the charity again. The
giveaways and stuff.
What's it called? When they...
auction.
Auction, yeah. They're going to do the third annual auction, so that should be pretty cool.
Bow tie.
I think they're going back to Christmas movies. Last year, they picked a movie for each other, and they did like what movie they each would like. But I think they're going back to the Christmas theme with the movies this year.
Was it the ice cream one, or was that something different?
Yeah, Ice Cream Man and Gator.
Bait.
Gator bait. So with shows, I don't really have much to say with shows, but we'll go for it, because you're saying you did a spoiler on me on Peaky Blinder, one of your...
Is that how you finished it, dude?
No, I'm only a couple episodes into the last season.
And it was my face on it, so it wasn't...
I still know what happens, like you spoil it.
Could have been a dream.
Spoiler.
Could have been a dream.
Captain Spoiler over here.
All
right. The shows, one I'm excited to see, we may or may not watch after this, New Rick and Morty, start up again.
We may not watch after this.
Do you want to watch it after this podcast?
Oh, I thought you meant, like, never watch it again.
No. He got me turned off from all shows.
We're going to watch just Hallmark movies from here on in and the WDU channel. But yeah, if it's on available now, it's only about 20 minutes. So we'll tell you how that goes in the next episode. Yeah,
for sure. I guess you haven't watched too many shows since our last one. Anything?
I've been watching, it's something you probably won't want to watch, but it's Down to Earth with Zac Efron.
Is that a reality program?
You said reality?
No, like a show. I don't remember his previous show was a reality show, right?
It's based on going around the world and showing how things are ethical and how sustainable things could be, like taking care of the earth and cooking and different like fishing and stuff. But he's, for the first bit of this one, is during COVID, so he's stuck in Australia. And me and Laura was like, oh, it must be so bad, stuck in beautiful Australia. So yeah, that's I won't give up too much information. But a lot of people talk about his jaw, saying that he's not as handsome as he used to be, and the thing called his surgery and stuff. Do you think he's still handsome?
Oh, he's still a handsome guy. Okay. His jaw is a bit different. Didn't he have an accident? Was that?
Yeah, but that was like a couple years back. But he could be giving him trouble, and he could have had to. I don't know. Either way, we don't have a chance with him. But he's still fine. All right, move on.
Okay.
Shows.
Well, like I said, that was the only other show you watched, so we can go on to...
Well, I know another show I want to watch.
What's that?
Every Christmas episode on Family Matters. But I don't think season one had a Family Matters episode of Christmas one, which is weird.
Really? There's no season one? No, well, see, Palomatters didn't really start picking up until they introduced Urkel. Then it was like next level, right?
And it just got rid of the daughter.
And then the show was on the air for 100 years.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. What else shows you see?
Like I said, mostly watching the movies. I got a lot of shows that I gotta catch up on, including Peaky Blinders, even though you ruined it.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of the new House of Dragons yet. Even though Chris D'Elia gave it, he liked it better because there was less names to remember. It's like one basic family, but he's like, everybody has white long hair. But that's probably a spoiler. I don't know.
I'm gonna tell you right now, it's gonna be hard pressed to get me to watch anything Game of Thrones again. So it's not that's not even on my list right now. But we'll see if that changes. So type of changes.
Music.
We'll segue right to the music, right to the changes. Changes was the latest album of three they released in the past month. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. It's like a chill vibe. So they released three albums. They released 20 plus albums now. So they released a lot of material. And it's a lot of it's a lot different. But this was like a chill type of album. I recommend it. We'll go right into the couple albums that we both heard. Of course, the newest Red Hot Chili Peppers album. I had to get the vinyl, of course. Mm-hmm. Return of the Dream Canteen.
Are you saying Return of the Mac?
Return of the Dream Canteen. And so basically with the previous album, they had a lot of material. So other songs, they had a lot left over, but it's like, it's not, I wouldn't really consider it a B-side. I'll be like, oh, that's just leftovers, but it's kind of leftovers. But I think earlier they realized that they're gonna have a lot of material for make another 17 track album, so we're checking out. I think if you're a Chili Pepper fan, you're gonna love it. Overall,
Flea Slaps,
Flea Slaps. John is there, it's great to hear John back. Chad is solid on drums. Anthony, you got he's very Anthony like, and a lot of bops. I totally check. I recommend it for sure. Then we'll talk.
When you listen to them, you can't believe that they're on K-Rock. You're like, they're not that old. But this is what we grew up
with. And every now and then, I gotta say, they'll flick a newer Chili Pepper song on K-Rock, too. I'll give them props for that. I like to hear more, though. Anyways. The other album we both heard.
Drake, 21.
What'd you think?
Her Loss. Now, do you want my honesty?
Go ahead.
I know there's some subliminal and hidden messages and how it's supposed to be, like, tough and like that, and how 21's supposed to bring the heat and everything. And I like Drake's funnier album better. What's it called? Loverboy? But I might be biased because it's more quirky and fun, but three or four songs are good, I thought. Do you like the whole album?
It's pretty good. It's not a classic, but it's a bit early to say, yeah, I think something's classic, so I probably shouldn't go there. But overall, and
there was a heated moment when 21 said Nas is like.
But that's not on the album, though, is it?
No.
No, that's just something he said personally. But another thing about he said Nas is not relevant, but that can be taken out of context or whatever. But you got to be cocky in rap, too. I think it's mostly because his Nas, going to go right to Nas, which is new definitely Nas. Better album.
I haven't listened to all of new Nas.
What are you into? Anyways. I forgive you this time. Dance with you. That's your homework. King's Disease 3, his fourth album with Hit-Boy. And I know a lot of people have said, not so much me, but a lot of people have said before that they think Nas would be better if a lot of his beats weren't trashed. It didn't look like a lot of his beats on his previous albums. And this is a solid album.
You know what? I find that sometimes with Eminem too. Like, I know he like takes other albums out and like sample stuff, but sometimes it's. His rap's so good, but sometimes his beat in behind was not as great.
Okay.
But he don't need that where he's so good at flowing. But he can do acapella. And the new Quavo and Takeoff album, you hear that one?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. And, rest in peace, Takeoff.
Yeah. Now, Nas is classic anyways.
Yeah.
But I don't really say much about the Drake 21. Drake 21, pretty good. It's a bit spotty. I think maybe a 21 Savage album would be just as effective. I haven't been a big fan of the last couple of Drake albums. It's not bad. But Nas is King's Disease 3 is the better album.
Can you name a better duo?
Definitely.
Shouts out to Greg and Elliot.
And I got just a few more albums to bring up. How about Joji? Smithereens.
I only listened to two songs off that album so far. It's like a blue tealish album.
Now, again, probably not for everybody, but it's definitely sad boy music. But if you're
in the mood for
that kind of vibe,
it's I like definitely slow stuff.
Yeah, it's the other album you got to check out. It's got some cool tracks.
I'm alone dancing in the dark. But yeah.
And
that's why, like, Drake, sometimes he's crying.
From sad boy to happy boy. Sometimes sad boy.
Happy boy.
People have said, Baby New Money, Bag or Die.
And some
it's a fun album.
Old Gravy.
That album is like good for like a party type album, like party rap type of stuff. Mm-hmm. And the last album I'm going to bring up is came up but last previous month was Tegan Sarah's Cry Baby.
I have not touched it. I do enjoy them. So
you should totally check that out. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the new vibe of Tegan Sarah era, which at first I was like, I don't like their old stuff, but then I went back and listened to everything. I pretty much like most of their catalog. Mm-hmm. This is a fun album for sure.
There's a band where I only like their old stuff, and you know what it is. You know what it is.
What?
Dave Matthews Band. Like, they're my favorite growing up. I love watching them live, and then
what was that last
after,
album?
After Every Day. What was that last album? Sorry, Dave, but I know you're amazing musicians. You're amazing by yourself. That last solo album, first only solo album, Some Devil, was amazing too. But that must be way back.
That was really good.
Way back when, but it seems like yesterday. But I always play his songs.
But you know, it's nice to get a bit more Canadian content at the end there. Mm. A couple Canadian albums. Yeah. So
that's you know else is Canadian.
Who?
Justin Bieber. I haven't listened to it. Oh, Underneath the Mistletoe is going to be playing soon, though. Christmas music. Michael Bublé. And Mary's like, no.
Oh, man.
What's your favorite Christmas album? How about that?
Christmas album, Kenny Rogers. I don't know. I tell you a lot of them that aren't. But,
all right, I'm going to name. Well, we got the Jackson 5 on vinyl over there. But I'm going to say him, and you're going to hate him. Celine Dion. Christmas album, Celebration or something, I don't know what it's called. It's from 1999, or I think. And Jewel's first Christmas album, not the second one.
You miss me with all that right now.
What?
Cool.
Punk rock. Let's talk about some Dead Kennedys.
No, punk rock and Christmas.
Punk rock.
Okay. Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight. That's a jam.
Don't sue.
That's one of my favorite jams.
That's just a 10-second blip. Oh. Bloop.
That's his mega jam.
Yeah. Are we going to do any Christmas karaoke?
We'll do a full song. We'll release our live a concert right now. We should
do we only have 3 bars left in Grand Falls now? Wayne's World, you can karaoke yet?
Mm-hmm.
Kelly's in karaoke. Well, Tab Room. I guess you can sing if they kick you out. Who knows? All right. So, yeah. Punk rock.
Okay. So, that was all the albums I had to talk about. So, now we're on to...
Is you don't want to talk about Dead Kennedys?
No, no. Good.
That was Anthony Bourdain's one of his favorite bands, too. You don't want to talk about The Clash? No, I'll talk about it at the end, anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, that's sports, movies, shows, music. Let's talk about the miscellaneous. We had Kleine's birthday party, part deux, because I was away and she wasn't feeling very well when we had her first birthday party. But we all had a good time.
Yeah.
Sadly, Isabella was feeling under the weather, but her mom came over and had some food with us.
Connie had that cool unicorn toy. She let me have a couple turns with it. It walks and makes noises and stuff.
That wasn't new, though. She always had that.
Oh, I thought that was a birthday gift.
She did have the cat unicorn, but she had the unicorn from way back, but she still loves it.
And
the kids loved the ball pit.
And the pizza was good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she got some books, clothes, and stuff, and she had a good time. And cake, of course, and here's a picture of the cake, because it's awesome, like Paw Patrol, and that was from Cake on the Rocks. So, thanks again for that.
Yeah, we might as well do miscellaneous, talking, you brought up Tap Room. When Tap Room, on Thursday and Saturday night, Thursday night, you went out with us, I was deli. Saturday night, I had a few extra people come out, we had a great night, I recommend that's my spot for a beer in the GF Dub.
Don't give it the exact location.
No.
Why not? Pop rats. No, but another thing, we had some coffee during the party. You guys are
Big fans.
Big fans of the coffee, and I was trying to promote this water bottle. I don't know if I should do it again.
No. All
right. But it's brought to you by Lurk, non-sponse.
Anyways, yeah, but the coffee was good. Which brew did you have?
That was the Guatemalan.
Okay, excellent.
And I got some more Colombian made for the mother-in-law. And I still got some Ethiopian, some Mexican, and some Honduras, and some espressos. So it's a good gift for Christmas. Along with these two giveaways, we're going to do another Christmas giveaway shortly. I say it's going to be before December, though, just at the end of November, most likely. Or actually, I'll announce it beginning of December, and when I'm gone to work, maybe we'll give you some time to do whatever the deal is. I've thought about it. Last time was...
Are you going to put it...
Like and comment.
Put it underneath the video, what it's going to be.
No, we'll do some other video anyways. Okay. But there's a giveaway coming up soon. How about that? Christmas giveaway, which is usually a good one.
Okay. I thought you were going to have one early, though, to put the toque. Didn't you say that earlier in the podcast?
Well, we'll do a toque one.
Just do the toque one.
Just toque?
Toque one for now. So and what do you want the fans to do, or the viewers to do to get the toque? name your favorite Christmas album for a chance to win. Underneath
the YouTube channel, underneath the comments, and on the YouTube video, not on Facebook or Instagram, on his actual channel
on YouTube.
Cardio Coons, there you go. On YouTube.
There we go. Right. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm good. How about you?
Anything? I'm good.
Cool. So I'll let you do the honors.
We'll do the memorial thing.
Oh, I guess, yeah. Too. Oh, jeez.
Because I've been gone for the whole month or so, these are the celebrities that have been passed away, and I just want to do little shout-outs to them. Like I said, Takeoff from Domingos passed away. He was a hip-hop rapper, they say. And Leslie Jordan, he was the little comedian, openly gay comedian, who was really funny, sadly passed away in a car accident. We had Aaron Carter, little Nick Carter's brother, who was only 34.
His big hit was Aaron's Party, of course, back in the day.
So we all got to listen to that bop. And we had Kevin Conroy. He was the voice of Batman
in Adventures of Batman, 90s cartoon, as well as The Killing Joke and numerous other appearances. He's like the iconic voice for Batman. He's excellent. R.I.P. Him and Mark Hamill together as Joker, that's classic, right?
And we had, from The Clash, we had Kevin, his name was Levine, Kevin Levine.
Yeah,
Keith Levine, sorry.
The Clash, of course, are awesome. Yeah. Groundbreaking punk band.
And two more, sadly. We had John Aniston. Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston's father. I didn't know it was Jennifer Aniston's father, but I remember Mom and Nan seeing him on the soaps.
Yeah.
On the channels. Jason David. Frank the Green Power Ranger.
Yeah, so...
the Green Power Ranger.
Green also, Power Ranger. Jason and David when he... Frank. Yeah, if I don't remember correctly, he started off the original four-episode thing was he was a White Ranger, and he was bad. And then he became the Green Ranger, and he joined the Power Rangers, right?
And pretty classic. We're big fans of the Power Rangers. There's the original Power Rangers back in the day that we went to Walmart as kids, and... He said we put all our last bit of change together and got the last box of the robot, what's it called?
Megazord.
And there's even pieces missing, but we're like, we still got to get it. So we were big fans back then. So that's a sad thing to hear about the Green Ranger. But hopefully everybody stays happy and healthy and stays well. And until next time, stay tuned. Stay happy, stay healthy. Bye for now.
Later on.